Speech of February 2011 about the Divine Order. The Divine Order can be summarized in two words which apply to every living being, BL. This request is not issued totally but according to the individual possibilities. It is stronger and more comprehensive than the commandment in the word of L, since it applies also to L and goes far beyond the existence for each other. Since L is not perfect, it does not ask too much of a creature, but demands a high standard, which can only be met specifically, if one knows how L is. Everything necessary and more we get to know in a good relationship with L. The Divine Order ensures that each creature can be L as L imagines this. Since it is, in each world, the result of complete consideration of all possibilities of the specific world, it is optimal, together with the standard and the highest justice of L. That we do not feel it and our world as optimal is not due to L, but to our ideas of optimality and the existing possibilities. Optimality is not perfection, but adequacy at the highest level, thus according to the standards of L. It allows also the negative appropriately, in order that the diversity and changes of life are possible. It allows a not too fast progress and an appropriate development towards L. No creature can understand the divine order of its world completely, because this exceeds its capabilities by far, and the infinity of each world is not maxed out. In addition, the divine order is subject to a change according to the achieved conditions in each world. In each world, there are creatures over time that can properly convey and interpret the divine order. The creatures are supposed to follow them and to distance themselves from those who only claim this unjustified. The best of them are also closest to L and feature a particularly L-pleasing way of life. The divine order contains all the information that allows the creatures to develop optimally. Who has this knowledge has so much power that they must draw the right conclusions in order that no large damage arises from this. It requires great maturity to deal properly with this knowledge, so that the tight closeness with L is essentially required. Who wants to own it must be able to keep silent and know exactly to whom she can pass it. It enhances the closeness to L again and gives an impression of this holiness and genius. Who wants to estimate the grandness of L can do it in the divine order, if she meets the conditions.